The Congressional Budget Office is out with a new study comparing five potential options for overhauling the federal retirement system, ranging from doing away with guaranteed pensions altogether to reversing some of the changes Congress has already made in recent years to increase employee contribution rates. But CBO's analysis also raised some ominous signs about the effects those higher rates have already had, dramatically reducing the value of pensions and possibly reducing the quality of the federal government's applicant pool. Bob Tobias is a professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University, and he joins me now to talk about some of CBO's findings. And Bob, I think the report as a whole is really interesting. And for our listeners who don't have time to read the whole thing, I would point them to Nicola Grisco's story on federalnewsradio.com, where she does where she has a good summary of the five different options that CBO looked at. But I know one of the things that you keyed in on was the bits of analysis that CBO did that seemed to show that the contribution changes Congress has already made might be having some ill effects on the quality of the workforce. Talk about some of your takeaways there.
Well, it's very interesting to me because the assumption that Congress must be making is that that the increase in the pension contribution will have no impact at all on the federal workforce or the quality of the federal workforce. And I think that CBO has shown that to be incorrect. What they pointed out was that when Congress changed the plan quite significantly in 2013 to increase the contribution from 0.8% to 3.1%, they found that the workers hired in 2013 were less likely than those hired in 2012 to have their performance rated as fully successful. Second, they found that those hired in 2013 were more likely to be dismissed or involuntarily separated, as the standard language is, early in their careers. And finally, they found that the number of federal job applicants meeting the minimum qualifications for technical positions had declined quite significantly. So the basic assumptions that it doesn't matter, I think, are incorrect. And in a time when we need high-quality, well-motivated federal employees, a further increase will have a further decrease in the quality of people that can be recruited.
And for our listeners, let me just read a couple of the numbers that you were just referring to. So for the difference between 2012 and 2013, there was an 11.6% difference in the number of people that were involuntarily separated, an 11.7% difference in people who were voluntarily separated. So those are pretty stark. One of the most striking things in the report to me is a chart that shows the net value of the FERS pension to employees based on when they were hired. So whether they're contributing at that 0.8% rate that we used to have, or the 3.1% rate, or the 4.4% rate, if you're starting a career at that 4.4% rate, you have to do almost 20 years of service before you break even. That's the point where the value of the pension equals the amount that you've personally contributed to it. So I guess my point is I don't think it's too big a logical leap to say that we're already at a point where the FERS pension is no longer even valuable to someone who's considering federal service but doesn't want to stay for several decades.
I think that's right on the mark. And I think it's particularly a particular problem because the people who are coming into the federal workforce today don't see themselves as staying. They see themselves as coming for a while and moving on. And if they're looking at their employment opportunity in that context, and they're not going to be there for 20 years, it's a real loss to them. So why would they come?
And so along those lines, it seems to me one of the things the government might do is give people options so that you could either choose like a TSP-only type of setup with a higher government contribution and match so that you have some retirement savings no matter how long you stay, or stick with something like the current system so that you could appeal both to people who don't plan on sticking around for 40 years and to people who want long-term security. But there are probably some pitfalls that people who are smarter than me have identified with that approach.
Well, that's certainly an option, but I think the real issue ought to be faced, and that is
do we want to risk not being able to attract top-level employees? We're already at that tipping point. So additional options, additional increases are going to push us further below the water. So options are interesting, but let's face facts and let's keep the pension payments where they are.
The common argument here, I think, Bob, including from the administration, is that defined pensions are basically an artifact of an earlier era. Most private companies have already done away with them. State and local governments are continuously increasing contribution rates. So why should the federal government be any different?
Well, the fact of the matter is that when this program was put in place, the small amount of payout that comes from this pension plan was to be supplemented by the TSP contributions to give employees the opportunity to have something equivalent to the civil service pension program that is really a guaranteed benefit program. So it might be an artifact if it were totally defined benefit, but in this case, it's a very small defined benefit coupled with the TSP. So I think the balance is the right balance and should be continued.
And I think one other thing that's worth mentioning here is the CBO options and the president's budget are looking at options that would change the benefit structure, not just for future employees, but for current ones. Changing the deal for current employees seems really unwise to me. I mean, even if you don't care about being fair to people who are already serving, it also signals to, you know, potential future feds that Congress can cut your benefits at any time. And that's never really been the assumption in the civil service.
Agreed. And the absolute worst workplace existence is one where the present and the future are uncertain. And having your pension up for grabs every year creates even more uncertainty than exists today. It's unwise. It's just unwise if you are indeed seeking a workforce that's going to be engaged and productive.
Hey there, Brenda.
It's Carol.
Exactly. So which leg are we operating on?
You mean arm?
It's all connected.
Asking the right question can greatly impact your future.
Are you sure you're an orthopedist?
Actually, I'm a Sagittarius.
Especially when it comes to your finances.
Do you have a question?
Are you a certified financial planner?
Yes, I'm a CFP professional.
CFP professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.